There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, today is the day we traditionally do movies, but Janie got us on the topic a little bit earlier because she was saying, well, how do I get your job? Saying, well, you know, you probably can't go the same route that I went, but there are easier routes to go now because of the Internet and blogs and websites. So you can sort of go that route. So, Janie, you said you had a question.
Yeah, I did. First of all, thank you so much. That's totally great information, and also good to know that I don't have to go to film school because that's really expensive, and I could just do it on my own.
Yeah.
My question is, sometimes I notice in your reviews, like, I would get confused because, you know, there's cyberbullying and stuff when people say not nice stuff about people in their reviews. And I notice sometimes you say, like, mean personal things about people's looks and things like that. Is that okay to do in a review?
Well, I think, first of all, I tend to say things like they're not, you know, the usual Hollywood people.
Right.
And I think, and for me, that's an extraordinary kind of thing. They're quite often independent films. And usually when I say it, it's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing of here's some people who look like real people. And what I tend to say the most frequently, I think, is about teeth. That Hollywood actors, for some unbeknownst reason, all have their teeth redone. So they all look exactly the same. And British actors, by and large, don't. They, you know, they have all of their, they don't have the dental work done. And so I think gives their character, their face much more character. But it wasn't really meant necessarily as a criticism of that person as much as sort of a statement of the reality that that American actors tend to have their teeth redone. I think, Trevor, I think we just, something just blew off.
We lost Janie. Yep, she hung did up or got disconnected.
I don't think she did. There was a pop, so I think it was probably electronic. My stack thing does not work very well, as you know. All right. So, Janie, I try not to. Let me answer your question in a couple of ways. Do I think it's cyberbullying? You know, I don't. And I think as public people that we all are, you know, that if we live by the sword, we die by the sword. And there's things about me on the Internet that I am not the least bit happy about. But I think it's one of the issues, one of the side costs of the fact as a public person that people feel that they can say whatever they want about you. And it doesn't make me very happy, but I understand that it's part of what goes on. And to a very large extent, people are relatively kind, number one. Number two, the intent is really not to embarrass somebody or to bully them or humiliate them. But as part of a review, and in fact, let me just sort of take it out of that context for a minute and I'll go back to it. I actually asked the question once on the air of, if I hate something, should I tell you about it? And my tendency was not to do that. And I actually had a caller who called up and said, that's not fair. If you're going to be a critic, if you're going to be a reviewer, you need to tell us. And you need to tell us what's the good news and what's the bad news about it. So I guess what I feel is that the context of reviewing something gives me a different kind of, not even license, but a different kind of responsibility than answering your questions. Because as a psychologist, I'm non-judgmental. As a movie critic, by definition, I'm judgmental, right? I mean, why else would you have me doing it? So I don't consider it, and I would view my reviews, that's not an easy sentence, as relatively benign. I tend not to take on after people very much. And the only thing I'll do, if there's something that I think is just so egregious, that it's either so violent or so misogynistic, and there are movies I won't review at all. For example, Sinister 2, I'm not going to go see. Because I hate those kind of movies. I watch them through my fingers. I really do hate them. So, but I think in general, your question about, well, if you're not judgmental as a psychologist, how can you be judgmental about movies? And I would just argue that they're different contexts. They're using my intellect in completely different ways. And so, yeah, I would not be judgmental unless you're having an affair. But that's kind of that one kind of monolithic exception to the rule. But in a movie reviewer, what would being non-judgmental mean? I mean, it would say that all the movies are exactly the same, that you should go see all of them, which means I would be completely useless. So, yeah, I think I'm allowed to be a bit judgmental and hopefully not ad hominem arguments particularly of saying, you know, I don't like this person or... I'm trying to think of what I could have said that would have fallen in that context. And if you can remind me of it, maybe I can either apologize for it or explain it or some combination of the two. Okay, but I think that there is a different context. And that may be part of... And I guess the other issue is that I feel like as a psychologist, when you guys call up with me, you're welcome to argue with me. You're welcome to disagree. But to a certain extent, we work under the assumption that I actually know something. And I may know it different than you, and I may know it. It's not that I know your lives better, because I don't. But I do presumably know a little bit more psychology, and I've had more experience dealing with people and their problems. One of the nice things, and one of the reasons that I do the movie reviews, is because it seems to me a much more level playing field, that you're allowed, that your opinion about a movie is as relevant as mine. I may see more movies, but I don't have any particular esoteric knowledge, as you point out. I haven't been to film school, nor when I go to film school. I've just seen a lot of movies, and as that, so there's kind of a critical mass of information there. But and that's part of the reason I do it, is sort of giving y'all the idea that that you're allowed to have an equal opinion to me. The role of authority figure doesn't sit all that easily with me, as you can tell. Alrighty, so if you got cut off accidentally, then call me back. If not, good luck. We'll look forward to your blog. Janie's Cinematic Jewels. I couldn't think of another J, could you? We'll figure it out. Okay, 855-993-7569. You know, Trevor, do you think we should review the movies? As it's a little out of place when we do it, but since we've been talking about it, maybe we'll come back with movie reviews. What do you think?
Yeah, we can.
I think so. All right, so we'll do that. I'll tell you that, and I'll try and make sure I'm trying to think if I really felt like I was cyberbullying anybody in a movie review. I remember, I'll tell you the review that came to mind was... a Sylvester Stallone movie that I think was called Over the Top. I don't remember. I think that actually may have been what it was called. And I just said that I thought Sylvester Stallone had more responsibilities to his public than that, and that you shouldn't go see it. And if you didn't go see it, you should actually ask for your money back either way. But that was kind of the worst that I ever did. And it wasn't, it was just a lousy movie. I didn't say he was a lousy person. It was just a lousy movie. I got two things about lefties, because today is National Left-Handed Day. It turns out, did you know Charlemagne and Leonardo da Vinci were both left-handed?
I had heard about da Vinci, but not Charlemagne.
Yeah, there you go. As Time magazine in 1969 said, Southpaws, Gallic handers, Chicky paws, and Scrammies were all seen as sinister. Since the word means left for centuries, the left-hander lived in danger of being accused of practicing witchcraft. The devil himself was considered a Southpaw, and he and other evil spirits were always conjured up by left-handed gestures. They're saying that probably has to do with economics. Lefties had few options in terms of the everyday items that depended on handiness, from sports equipment to kitchen items. Most things designed to be held were only optimized for one direction. The situation meant there was an untapped market for lefties. Yay! So there we go. There's a right-hander who actually owns a store called Anything Left-Handed in London's West End. He opened the store last year after giving a dinner party at which he and his wife found that their four guests were all left-handed and all perfectly willing to complain bitterly about the nuisances of life in a right-handed world. The issue for me, for most of the lefties I know, including my sister, was number one, scissors, and number two, writing. You know, the desks, especially when desks were, school desks were that way, were set up for right-handed people. Right, Movies on a Return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so here's what I decided to do. I said we were going to do movies coming up, but there are a bunch of movies that open this week, and this is a shorter segment than the next one, so I'm going to do movies in the next segment. That's what we just decided in a moment of Trevor saying, reviewing my reviews. of saying, you know, you've got a lot to do right here, so let's why don't we wait, and we'll do it the next segment because it's got a couple more minutes in it. I've gotten a couple of responses on my personal email. I don't know how we're doing on Facebook yet about the issue of handedness. And there apparently is some question about sexual orientation and handedness. And I'm not sure where that comes from exactly. But it's an interesting issue, as I said, that the left-handedness was considered everything left. If you were born the sinister, which meant left, was that you were born out of wedlock. And again, the idea being that the devil was left-handed. The idea that, I mean, when you think about it, that one is named right and the other is named left, which kind of implies wrong, right? So it's one of those kind of sociological issues. And as the article pointed out, it changed and it has been changing probably for about the last, like, 45 years, because of economics. If somebody figured out, I think the assumptions are that it's what, about, I think, 8% of the population. Let's see what the assumption, that article didn't have anything about it. Let's see if we can find something that said what percentage of the population. Let's say left-handed people percentage. I don't think there is such a thing. Percentage of left-handed people is probably what I'm looking for, but I don't know if there's anything about that. But I vaguely remember thinking it was about like 1 in 9 or something like that. But I mean, that's a huge underserved market of lefties, percentage of lefties. There's also a thing of left-handed presidents. How's that for kind of cool? 10% of the population. I said 9. Come on. I did pretty well. Yeah. So there we go. Let's see what presidents were left-handed, since we're staying away from politics completely. So the idea being that things change because of economics, which I think is a fascinating kind of, you know, Marxian philosophy. Handedness of the president of the United States. The first president to be described as left-handed was, you want to guess? Guess, Trev. No, good guess, but wrong.
Yeah.
No. They're saying that Herbert Hoover, and they're saying next to it, dubious. They said there's no evidence of any left-handed president before Hoover. James Garfield, that he could simultaneously write Latin with his right hand and Greek with his left. That's a whole different issue.
That's pretty cool, though.
I had a teacher in a professor in medical school who could do left and right hand brain. He could draw things with both his left and right hand simultaneously. Gerald Ford described himself as left-handed sitting down and right-handed standing up. I don't even know what that means. Harry Truman apparently was left-handed. Ronald Reagan was ambidextrous. How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
George H.W. Bush was left-handed. Bill Clinton was left-handed. And Barack Obama is left-handed. So it's apparently a modern phenomenon, which may reflect the fact that they no longer try to convince kids to be right-handed, even when they're not. Pretty cool, don't you think?
I do.
I think so, too. So it turns out that Father Bush was left-handed. Younger Bush is right-handed. In fact, he was the only... Ronald Reagan was ambidextrous. Then the next two presidents were left-handed. Then George Bush was right-handed, and then another left-handed president. Pretty interesting. Since 1923. Apparently, they didn't pay any attention to handedness before that. That may be why Hoover is kind of disputed, that they're saying he was the first one, but nobody's really completely certain. So there you go. So, that's pretty interesting stuff as far as I'm concerned. All right, so the issue about sexual orientation, my guess is that's just, who knows? How you would make that association is a little bit unclear to me. And there's another article that I think is one of those headlines that is more heat than light. And what they're saying is having a baby more depressing than a death in the family. That's a mistaken headline. It just turns out that parenthood, as we know, is incredibly stressful. So if we said that having a baby is as is as stressful as a death in the family, then people would understand it. But it's not that it's depressing per se. It's that, well, there are a couple of things. First of all, it is incredibly stressful, number one. But number two, that we know that if you sort of factor in postpartum depression, then the statistics are misleading. But they were saying basically a loss of happiness. And this was a German study, which doesn't necessarily mean it's not right. It just means it's a different social system. They're saying to a change of 0 to 10 would be completely dissatisfied, 10 completely satisfied. The divorce is sort of makes you a little dissatisfied. Unemployment makes it is much worse than a divorce, which obviously going to depend on the person, and the two can obviously be related. Death of a partner, obviously that's going to make a huge difference about what age and how and why, and birth of a first child. And I think the idea is that birth of a first child is supposedly 60% more upsetting. And upsetting, I think, is a better word than depressing, than the death of a parent, because or the death of a partner, because death is sort of an end of something. Birth of a child is the beginning of something. So, and the idea being that you anticipate this, and then you've basically got to deal with sleeplessness and responsibility. And so I think it's about a lot of things. It basically says that anticipation of a new baby is partially based on the fact that you have no information whatsoever except the Gerber ads, which show cute babies, you know, happily gurgling and I think the only value that this really offers people is that new parents, especially first-time parents, but parents in general, really need some societal support as opposed to just assuming that everything will just be ducky. And many countries, including our buddies in Canada, although not the United States, not only have maternal leave, they have paternal leave, which I think is really very smart and very evolved. And the United States not only does not have paternal leave, but quite often doesn't have maternal leave. So the point being that it is a very stressful time for people, and the discrepancy between the anticipation and the reality can sometimes be very disconcerting. But I think the headline is completely misleading and should not be taken as such and should not be viewed as retroactive birth control. It just means that you can anticipate some stress from the birth of a baby. And I think most people sort of understand that, and society should as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Wow. Those are serious fanfares. All right, there are two little movies that I'm going to tell you about at the beginning because they're really not listed on the major website, and I want to make sure that you know about them. One is called Meru, M-E-R-U, which I've talked about before. It is it was up until a couple of years ago, it was the only unconquered, and it's interesting they refer to mountains as conquered, right? Like somehow we've conquered them when we climbed them. I don't climb them, but when the and because it's part of it is straight slate up and it's very high. It's the Himalayas, and part of it is a snowfield. And you know, I don't know how I feel about these films that deal with guys putting their lives in jeopardy to climb a mountain. And I know, you know, man's got to do what a man's got to do. And I think single men and single women are can do whatever you want to do. If you put your life at risk, you know, God bless, whatever you want to do. But once you've got a family, and one of the guys has got five kids, and so you've got three guys who decide to climb this, and I'm not going to tell you what happens in the movie except to say that they have to attempt more than once. Okay, that gives you a hint. And one of them is involved in a nearly fatal accident. So it's a little bit more than your usual climbing film. But you still, I mean, I am caught, and when I reviewed it, I was caught between feeling huge admiration for the courage and complete just, I guess disgust isn't right the right word, but complete, what are you thinking? You know, what is the point of this? Especially with people with families. So Maru is a very interesting film, and it has some more things going for it than the usual climbing films. And as I said, there's a sense of elation on one hand and a sense of just clear frustration is probably as good a word as any on the other. The other little movie is called We Came as Friends, which is about the exploration and exploitation of the African continent, which is really alarming. And you see some of it before, but this is from a slightly different historical perspective. Okay, the big movies, the one you're going to all be talking about. All right, I'm just going to go through in the order that they're listed for no particular reason. Straight Outta Compton. All right, this is it is almost 2.5 hours, so it's very long. It is messy. It is at least three different genres kind of mashed together, and it's completely compelling. It is an amazing story with some amazing performances, including O'Shea Jackson Jr., whom you probably know as Ice Cube. Compton is Compton, California, and NWA, which we know what that stands for, emerges from the streets of Compton, California in the mid-80s, revolutionizes hip-hop culture with their music and tales about life in the hood. Okay, so this is Paul Giamatti plays the white guy who was the kind of manager at some point. So this brings like a bunch of different stories together, all right? It mashes them up. Number one is the traditional, okay, where did they come from, you know, of any particular musical group. The second is what drives them apart. You know, what got them together and then what drives them apart. All right, so we've seen those two. We've seen those movies with a lot, right? We also have, is the white guy exploiting the black guys? We've seen that a lot. We also have some individual histories going on about how you escape the hood. We've seen that a lot. You have to remember that Ice Cube was responsible for Boys in the Hood as well. I've got Dr. Dre in this. And then we've got some stories about personal loyalty and betrayal. So, I mean, but the first 15 or 20 minutes, it's incredibly violent. And you're thinking, or I was thinking, I don't know that I need to be here for 2.5 hours. You know, I'm sure this is going to appeal to some audience, but it's not my story. It's not hip hop. It's not my genre. But then the movie is absolutely compelling. It is really worth seeing, and some terrific performances. Again, it's a mishmash. It really is. But there's undeniable strength in it, undeniable power in it. And you understand, even if hip hop is not your kind of music, how it works, what the appeal is to the universal appeal. And universal may be a little strong term, but how it crosses geographical boundaries, how it crosses national boundaries, how it crosses racial boundaries and sexual boundaries. It's a really interesting movie. And you may need earplugs, but it's absolutely worth seeing, and will very likely, it'll be interesting to see. It very well may be the number one movie of the week, just because it obviously has a core audience, but it's a strong enough movie, I think, to have some crossover real success here. Man from U.N.C.L.E. is really kind of fun. Basically, this is kind of set in the 60s. We've got Napoleon Solo and KGB ex-operative Ilya Kuryakin. Remember that from the TV show? They participate in a joint mission against a mysterious criminal organization which is working to proliferate nuclear weapons. All right, so this has got Armie Hammer, who's cute. It's got Henry Cavill in it. So they're not Robert Vaughn and David McCallum, but I thought it was kind of fun. All right? And the sort of the Cold War seemed a little more manageable than what we've got than ISIS. So it's sort of nostalgic a little bit, and it's got some humor in it. It's got some adventure in it. So it's kind of a fun movie. It's PG-13 as opposed to Straight Outta Compton, which is R. Mistress America is another R movie. This one is going to have some limited appeal. It's kind of vaguely chick flicky. It's got Greta Gerwig in it, and she plays a college freshman. Actually, she plays the older sister, or the half sister. A lonely college freshman's life is turned upside down by her impetuous, adventurous, soon to be stepsister. It's okay. The two girls seem to be having some kind of fun. There's an undercurrent of a young woman who's being misled as anything, you know, to a life of kind of vague debauchery because the big sister, the big stepsister B, is kind of bored and she sort of needs an acolyte. So Fortilden is a surprisingly similar kind of movie. Allie and Harper, and they're going to go to the beach. They are at a party and seem to be invited to the beach. It's directed, or at least co-directed, by a woman. And it's got Bridie Elliott and Claire McNulty, which I guess are flavors of the week. This was another story of sort of young women misleading one another and being callous and indifferent to other people's concerns. And, this one didn't really work for me. If you're going to spend, let's see, with Fort Tilden, which is only an hour and a half, if you're going to spend that amount of time with somebody, somebody has to be likable. And I think in this one, there's a bit of a turn where the alpha female sort of gets there's a bit of a turn of power, I guess. It didn't work for me very well. And I think that Fort Tilden and Mistress America were the same kind of thing of that we think it's cute to be, you know, to drink too much or smoke too much or to be too sexual. And it just, I don't think there are very good role models for young women. And the fact that I don't think every movie has to be about role models, but the idea of sort of presenting these women as heroic or interesting or kind of hip, I find somewhat upsetting. So, movie of the week, Man from U.N.C.L.E. if you want to kind of turn off your brain. It's fun. It's vaguely nostalgic. It's problems that we've already solved, which is certainly a comfort. It's like reading a newspaper that's a week old, right? We've already lived through all that. So no matter how awful, and I'm not saying that Man from U.N.C.L.E. is awful, but no matter how awful the news or how dangerous the situation should be, we've already survived it, and there's a comfort in that. So Man from U.N.C.L.E. is kind of the comfort food. It's the mashed potatoes of the week. You'll have a good time at it. Straight Outta Compton ain't mashed potatoes at all. It's gritty, it's crude, it's rude, it's loud. It presumably is somewhat historically accurate. It has a compelling cast and music that may or may not be your thing, but it's a very interesting story and is somewhat, you know, relevant to racial issues today as well, and certainly the place of music in our culture. So I would probably send you, believe it or not, to Straight Outta Compton. But if you're not feeling like you want to be challenged, go see Man from U.N.C.L.E. All right? More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so just telling you about Straight Outta Compton as a kind of a musical biography, among other things, about N.W.A. and Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, and saying that it was, you know, that hip hop really isn't exactly my kind of music, although They make a compelling case for it in the movie, and you sort of do find yourself kind of bouncing along to it. And we've talked before about the role of music in helping people reconnect when they have Alzheimer's. And nobody's sure exactly why. It obviously has to do with different parts of the brain and different kinds of transmissions. And there was the article or the documentary that was out last year, and we did a It's Broken, Let's Fix It on it. So we've known that music has some kind of, if not magical powers, because I'm a scientist, so I don't really talk like that, but does have some advantages that aren't inherently obvious. And there's an article out today that says that music eases pain and anxiety after surgery. And what they've done, they said there have been a bunch of studies that are suggestive of it, but they were all very small studies. So what somebody did, which is not my favorite thing to do, to be quite honest, is that they pulled together a bunch of different studies. And I'll tell you the good news and bad news of that kind of research. The good news is that you can sometimes you can find paths and conclusions more readily. The bad news is that you have different people under different circumstances doing different kinds of research. So to glomp it all together, it's highly questionable, I think. So as far as I'm concerned, this study needs to be taken with a grain of salt, but it is provocative. And it's something to think about, and it's non-invasive. So, I mean, the worst it is a mistaken notion, but it's not going to do anybody any harm. And what they did was that they found that that Florence Nightingale, in 1914, was using music, mostly because they didn't have anesthetics, but other than that. But they found 73 randomized clinical trials about the role of music among surgery patients. They said, again, because they were so small, it's hard to generalize from them, so they put them all together. And they found that patients listening to music used significantly less pain medication. On average, music helped the patient drop 2 notches on the 10-point pain scale. That's the same relief typically reported with a dose of pain-killing medicine. So if you have a choice of music or medicine, music obviously is a much better kind of place to start. There's less anxiety, and obviously if you're in less pain, you're going to feel less anxious and more patient satisfaction. And so the idea, I remember in medical school, one of the surgeons that I knew fairly well used to have music playing in the surgical theater in the operating room, and presumably the patients were anesthetized, so they weren't aware of it. But some patients would actually report hearing the music, which was another kind of issue. He liked rock and roll. And it turns out to not be the kind of music really doesn't make much difference, that as long as it's something that the patient likes. It could be Spanish guitar. It could be Chinese classical music. I suppose it could be even hip-hop if that's what pleased you. But if you think about it, when people are in difficult situations, quite often they have their earbuds turned on. And if you have a choice between morphine or music, I mean, you go for the music, right? Because it has no side effects. It's not going to be addictive. You're not going to have to go through withdrawal. So it's something to be aware of. They're saying that. And so the questions are, should it be played during surgery? And that's kind of an open question at this moment, because, again, the patient is under anesthetic. And they're saying, but you could make the OR noisier. But that seems to me an obvious thing to do, is you just put the patient, have the patient has earbuds, right? So then their music isn't affecting the surgical staff, and if it's useful to the surgical staff, presumably they would have it playing anyway, and they could just talk a little bit louder. They're saying, so maybe it's a distraction of the surgeon, but, I mean, all headphones, folks, hello, 2015, headphones. They're saying that many surgeons listen to music during a procedure, which is exactly my experience. And they're saying, well, maybe it's distracting, because if it distracts people from pain, does it distract the surgeon? Not a useful thought at this particular moment. But what it does mean is, if there's something, if you yourself are experiencing pain, try music and try, see if that can reduce some of your dependence on medication. If you have somebody in your life who has a problem with pain, try music. I mean, when you're talking about a 20% change, at a minimum of 20% change, that's on a 10-point scale, so it drops 2 points. And if you were at 10, and if you were at a 4 and it drops 2 points, it's on average it drops 2 points. That's a 50% increase in or decrease in pain and anxiety. So it's one of those things that science, again, I'm not sure I would take this to the bank, to be quite honest. But I think that it has no particular side effects. It's interesting, and it's non-invasive, so and not expensive. So what's the worst that could happen? That it doesn't work? Then you're right back where you were. But I would suggest headphones or earbuds, because whatever music that you have, you don't. If somebody's yelling at you to turn down your music, and especially with the elderly, when you're dealing with issues of hearing and hearing loss. But as I talked about, that one of the things that I did after this documentary about Alzheimer's and music is convince one of my nieces to put together an iPod for my mom with her favorite, some of her big bands and Sinatra and things. I had to ask her what music she liked the best. But it's one of those things. And think about it, when you're on a plane, when you're stuck in traffic, when you're trying to go to sleep at night, there are a whole bunch of situations in which we instinctively use music. And this is just another suggestion of a time that's not inherently obvious, but may make a lot of sense in terms of using music. So there you go. All righty. 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind something you could use a little bit of help on, whether you're left-handed, whether it's you're planning to eat filet mignon today, or whether you need a little bit of help with pain medication. Pain medication, the best I can help you with here is just try a little music, all right? All right, 855-993-7569. Did you hear the latest that Tom Brady supposedly and Giselle are having marriage problems? I don't know. This has not been his year, has it? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.